there. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth. My co-host today is David Linden, who's a Project Independence member and founder of the fabulous
Romeo's. Retired Older Men Eating Out. It's a men's social group. We meet twice a month and talk about, for a couple, 3 hours, to any subject. Everything, one rule only one. You may think the idea is stupid, but you don't say that the person who put it forth is stupid.
Okay. Okay, you can say the idea is stupid, but you can't say, Joe, you're stupid.
Right. And that keeps peace in the place.
Okay. So were you guys meeting during the holidays?
Yeah, the first and third Mondays of the month.
Okay.
Yes, we meet.
And the group is open, and you welcome all the fellas who want to join.
We have about 25 to 30 on the list, but our steady group is about 12 to 15 men, and there's some who can't make it. They regret it. Gee, I can't make it this time. I'm really sorry. We should have a steno service to take notes.
And you can call 311 to find out more about the Romeo's and to join up. Yeah. And it's not very formal. You come if you want to come. If you don't want to come.
All you do is bring your lunch.
Right.
Brown bag.
It's a great group. One of the great things that we started at Project Independent. Yes. And it's going on now for like 3 years.
That's right.
Great.
That's right.
Okay. That's the Romeo's. And our next guest, last but not least for today, is Grace Riskin. And Grace is the host of a relatively new show here on 88.1 FM and WCWP. And it is intriguingly called What I Did for Love. Uh-oh.
I'll leave a space for that.
Okay.
What about these Juliets? You have a Romeo? And what
we
about
do.
Juliet?
We
I just was thinking about what he said.
We happen to have a Juliets group.
Oh, good.
Just us lively intellectuals eating together. See, eating is key to everything that we do. And you can call 311 for information.
That's what you do for love. You eat.
Right?
Of course.
And Grace, you can join the Juliets, even though you don't live in the town of North Hempstead. We'll make you an honorary member.
Oh, okay. I live in the town of Oyster
Bay. But you have to bring a sandwich. Yeah. You have to bring a sandwich, though.
Okay.
You have
bring
to
a
eat.
Butter sandwich.
Yeah, or a cupcake, whatever. So tell us about What I Did for Love.
Well, it was very interesting. My background is in theater and acting and directing, and I worked for 20 years in that. And then I sort of got a little tired, a little burnt out, you know, from doing all that and being solely responsible for musicals, for straight plays down in Baldwin Senior High School, down at JCC in Baldwin, where I lived before I moved to the North Shore. And then when I went into the city, and I was in an off-Broadway theater, and I spent 7 years there directing straight plays, and I just said one day, I'm finished. I just felt finished. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to take a leave of absence. After I took that leave of absence about 5 years ago, I felt good about it, but then suddenly I felt that I needed something more. The stimulation that I had when I was directing, the creative forces weren't there anymore.
And it happens to a lot of us, Grace. Yeah. We retire and we think, oh my gosh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to laze around all day, wake up at noon, have my coffee, read the New York Times, and before you know it, you're itching to do something.
Yeah, and it was strange, and I was at my mirror, putting on my lipstick, ready to go out, and I heard, this is 80, I had the radio on, this is 88.1 Brookville. I dropped the lipstick, and I said, Brookville? I said, this is my home. So I quickly picked up the phone, and I called the station. I said, I want to speak to the station manager. So Dan Cox got on the wire with me, and he said, I'd like to do something. He says, come on over. So I went on over. And we talked, and then he said, how would you like to have your own show? And I was nonplussed. And I said, yeah, I would like to have my own show. That sounds great. He says, you're going to have a theme. I says, right, a theme. Okay. I says, I'll come back, and I'll think about what the theme will be. And as I left here, I was elated and a little anxious, elated, but I said, why am I so elated? Why am I so excited? This is something I love. And that was the key. I said, this is what I do because I love it. And then that kind of, you know, went forward, and I said, well, call it what I did for love. And all the people who I interview have this great passion for one thing or two things, and they express it in what they do in their life. If I have a dentist, and he wants to be a pianist, and he is a pianist, and he plays in a tribute band.
He loves inflicting pain, is that it?
No, he plays very well, actually.
I've heard them.
He likes to touch the ivory.
And he gives good injections, which I'm not too happy about, but they're okay. They take away my pain. Anyway, so it's people like that, and you meet them every day. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something that they feel in their gut, their passion, mm-hmm. you know, and their bliss. And this is what I wanted to bring forward. And this is the nature of my show. And I meet people everywhere. Oh, Grace, can I be on your show? This is what I do. This is what I say. Yeah, I says, look, we'll talk. And then I'll see if it's appropriate. And then I ask them to bring in some music that inspires them as well. And they do that. And then we talk about why they chose that piece and what that means to them. And we exchange that way. Veterinarians who love to sit with little animals all the time to get peace, you know, and quiet in themselves, because they have a lot of anxiety within them. And among the animals, there's peace. So there's interesting, you know, things. Everyone has something so unique to offer that the human condition is just marvelous.
Tell us about some more of the people that you've had as guests and what they love.
Oh, well, listen, I've had dancers, woman in her 70s, who still owns a dance school and mm-hmm. teaches dance and still moves around diminutive and lovely. And at 70, she's very agile. And I say, she's great. You know, and she was one of my guests, and excellent. And of course, I've had famous people who've come in to someone who played the lead in Chicago on Broadway, and she sang for us, and she was divine. And then I had a drummer who is actually my son, and I had him on the play because he's uniquely gifted. And he traveled worldwide with bands, and he's just such a gifted person that I know that when he sat down at the drums when he was 11 years old, and he came to me and said, Mom, you know what? I'm going to be a drummer. I said, oh, okay. I didn't think much of it, you know, because I probably wanted to be something 11 years old that I never turned out to be. But, you know, he went at it, and I gave him lessons and lessons. And sure enough, he ended up going on a world tour with David Byrne, you know, and he's a great drummer, world-class drummer today. But I accepted his love, and I just, go for it. I want you to go to many teachers as you can. Pick. Find yourself through learning from others. And he did that, and he was that. In fact, last night, my husband and I were at a cabaret where he was playing, and people kept coming into the cabaret and plugging in and playing the guitar, and someone played the bass, and then someone else came in and plugged in his guitar, and it was a marvelous evening. But I said, I got to get home, because that was in Manhattan, because I have to be on the radio show tomorrow, and I want to be awake. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sing, but I want to be awake. And we have, you know, so many. I have a man who has started off as a bartender and now owns a restaurant. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm having him next week on the show. And he speaks about what his inspiration was. It didn't come right away. It kind of grew as he grew. His zest for living, his zest with the passion of being a restaurateur and having a whole vibe of what he wants to make that restaurant like was an inspiration for him. And that's what he did for love.
So David, you're itching to ask
yes.
a question. I can see.
You said something very interesting about your son. You that he loved it and you encouraged it.
Yes, I did.
The people you talk with, do any of them talk about how important it was for them that the people they're close to accepted what they wanted to do, even though it may have seemed outlandish? I mean, I'm sure an 11-year-old son saying he wants to be a drummer might have seemed a little bit strange, you know, but you accepted it.
Every 11-year-old kid wants to be a drummer, yeah. Right?
That's right, but to me,
but he did
the way,
it.
The way, yeah. the way he voiced it, I it was, let the kid play drums.
Yeah.
Let him try it.
Do you get this from people you talk with, that important people in their lives accept their love, what they...
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do, for the most part. Like the families who are like... I had a doctor of osteopathy, and his mother was a doctor. And when he was a little boy, she took him on her rounds. And she brought him a little doctor's bag with all the little stethoscopes in, the little pills. You remember those doctor's bags? Yeah. Did you play doctor? Yes, we did.
Anyway.
So she had this little doctor bag and with the pills and the stethoscope. And when she was examining, he was examining, and he became a fine doctor of osteopathy. And I had him on the show, and he says it's his mother that drew him into it. He didn't have to become a doctor, but he wanted it, and his mother encouraged it.
That's right. She did not discourage him.
No, she didn't.
And what mother would discourage a son who wants to be a doctor?
A Jewish mother always wants a son to be a doctor.
Likewise, save my son, the Harvard doctor.
Forget the drums. Be a doctor, for goodness sake. Okay.
Well, he never wanted to be a doctor.
We're talking with Grace Riskin, who's a lot of fun, on 88.1 FM, called What I Did for Love. And we're going to learn more about what she and her guests have done for love when we come back after the break. Stay tuned.